So welcome to Blake and Our Time, a symposium celebrating the future of Blake studies and the ongoing chalcographic, bibliographic, and biographic legacy of G.E. Bentley Jr., who is here with us this morning. We have guests with us today from the far corners of the globe, from the east, the west, the north, and the south, and perhaps also from the sky. We are delighted and honored that you have all come to join us for these festivities. In his 1981 meditation memoir, The Land of Ulro, the Nobel laureate Czesław Miłosz speaks of the profound influence which British visionary painter and poet William Blake has had on Miłosz's own life. For Miłosz, it is William Blake who best represents the continuity of a cultural tradition and the demands of futurity. Blake's greatness is incontestable. Artist, visionary, philosopher, social commentator, painter, and poet, and the list goes on. We are here to acknowledge the ongoing influence of Blake and the increasing importance of Blake's messages for our own time and for the future. Blake is not only one of the great English poets, he is also one of the great English visual artists, and writing with pictures, he attempted to recreate his own time, to transform it by that performance from the land of Ulro to the valley of vision. On this campus of Victoria University and the University of Toronto, Northrop Frye wrote his pathfinding study of Blake's symbolism, Fearful Symmetry, 1947. More than half a century later, legendary University of Toronto professor G.E. Bentley Jr., who continues to create his legend, whose publications are the pillars of current Blake studies, deposited in the Victoria University Library his rich storehouse of manuscripts, books, and original visual materials by Blake and his contemporaries. We are gathered inside a material and spiritual Blake Midden, a veritable treasure house, and I'm delighted you have all come to witness this moment. We have a great day before us. The papers and panels will include book collecting, production oddities, online resources, and manuscript sources. Blake will be examined as an early modernist filmmaker. His relationship with his patrons and the public will be presented. His family's religious history will be considered, and his own operating systems for how to read his poetry will be performed. Between our panel session this afternoon at 3 p.m., there will be a multimedia presentation, a meditation on Blake's Book of Job's design. After the papers and panels, there is an exhibition of works by Blake and his contemporaries in the E.J. Pratt Library across the lawn. And that exhibition, by the way, includes a catalog for each of you, and it's open at 12 o'clock and will be open from 12 o'clock on. There will also be a book launch of a festschrift celebrating Jerry Bentley's contributions, published by the University of Toronto Press. This will be at 4:30. The reception and book launch, you're all invited. There will be digestibles, comestibles, potables. So please come. So as I said, the exhibition will open at 12. The catalog is there for you. Reception and book launch also in the library, in the main reading room. Many people have helped us put together this day, including my own graduate students, but I need to this morning also thank the sponsors who have helped put the symposium together. Ryerson University, the offices of the Vice Provost, the Vice President, Research and Innovation, the Dean of Arts, the English Department, which is my own teaching department, and the Modern Literature and Culture Research Center, where I am a research associate. The University of Toronto, the Jackman Humanities Institute, and the Center for Comp Lit. And the Victoria University and the University of Toronto, the E.J. Pratt Library, and the Office of the Principal, Victoria College. I would like to extend a special thanks to the Vic Library and to my co-host, Robert Brandis, Chief Librarian of Victoria University, and his staff at the Pratt Library. They've been amazing. Bob has navigated all the details with me and provided endless financial, technical, and especially spiritual support. As you all know from your program, we have four speakers this morning. We will hear first from two speakers, then take a short break. We may actually take a break after the first speaker just to solve one of the technical problems. And then we'll hear the second two speakers. The four presentations will be followed by an opportunity for questions and responses led by Professor Alan Buell of the University of Toronto.